Hot Orbital Radio.
Broadcasting on the only frequency you can receive. Without us, there's nothing.
Howdy there, Hoss. I'm Buck. You see this asp? This ain't your asp. This one's mine. But it could be yours. The Lakon Spaceways asp is the ultimate in versatile spaceflight. Why, it has more uses than a mason jar at a county fair. It even has a tool for removing stones from horses' hooves. Old Bessie sure appreciates that. Your new asp can be rigged in three wonderful editions, exclusively from Lakon Spaceways. You can get yourself an Explorer asp for those long road trips to the Crab Nebula, a Comb asp for taking part in the next nearby Civil War, or even our most popular edition, the Hall asp, perfect for trucking to Hutton, just like old Buck Naked did during the Hutton Run. Take my advice, partner. Everyone should have a good asp they can trust to keep on trucking all night long. Only from Lakon Spaceways.
Good evening and welcome to Hutton Orbital Radio News. I'm Dick Chafing once again.
And I'm Rudolf Hucker.
And we're here with some news about the news about the news. Stuff that's in the news, around the news, and happening during the news. Our headlines for this evening. Oh no! I'm going to have to improvise my dudums because I deleted it. Our headlines this evening. Bobum. Video footage of the flight to break the blockade. Bobum.
Initial results of the search for a research station.
Ba-boom. Pirates confirm that they aren't going to stop the Hutton convoy. Ba-boom.
Rex Bottoms goes missing.
Ba-boom. Hutton Orbital's political wing springs into action. Ba-boom.
And an appeal for volunteers.
The search for a research base for studies into the properties of the Hutton Mug has been ongoing for 2 days now. Initial reports coming in from our scouting party suggest that a few systems might be suitable. Simon Scott, having initially left the station before our teams had fitted his ship with a fuel scoop, returned, refitted his ship, and then headed out into the black to hunt again. By day two, he had reached Naduninda and met strong pirate resistance. Onward past Wang Danga, he finally discovered Toksanji, 162 light-years away from Hutton, with a suitable station for the research. Teams are being dispatched to investigate the system further.
Buck Rawson has also sent in a long-range report on Tijuwa, with the advantage of a staging post of a Hutton truck stop at a system called Una. Once again, we are investigating further.
In related news, we have had confirmation from one of the pirate factions involved in the blockade that suggests they are not gate-crashing the convoy. That's right, pirates are refusing to attack the convoy because we're random, we don't have a leader, we're worried someone might bust a blood vessel, and Type 6s are, in fact, quite hard to kill. Yar, lots of love, an annoying unnerf pirate. An anonymous pirate, bracket, not a code leader, as we don't have any leaders. Them, are, he said, are.
Yar, har, fear of indeed, being a pirate is a recipe. Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
And back to the first item that we promised you when we started talking. The Mercs of McCoon released this morning video footage of their attempts to break the blockade at Hutton Orbital during the campaign to save all those poorly children from mods. Here at Hutton Orbital Radio, we salute their efforts. Thank you, Commanders.
I'm terribly sorry, I seem to have missed that one off my page. A system-wide alert has been put out for our co-presenter, the ever-smooth Rex Bottoms. If you've seen him, he has left a mucky ring on the radio console and the cleaners are refusing to clean it as the mug he left on the desk has now gone all hairy.
The newly formed Hutton Orbital Political Information Team, or HOPIT for short, have indeed hopped to it, as a result of hitting a traffic threshold the likes of which hasn't been seen since Ailing Duval visited that nudist colony on Mars, where he'd been offered the opportunity to become an officially recognised, very minor, faction. A couple of commanders we have here, of Mr. Pitcher and Mr. Crabe, have been fighting over whether the manifesto includes a blanket ban on supercruising in reverse throughout the system. Flossie was unavailable for comment on this one.
And lastly, this station is putting out an urgent call for volunteers. We need a large cargo ship and ferries for mug loading. All this scrap is being converted to mugs, and from the 6th of October, station officials have given us 4 days to get rid of the bloody things before they blast them all into Proxima. Apparently it's rumoured that Commander Skiprat is happily willing to assist, although I think he misunderstood the word mug and still thinks it's sick children. Do you own a Type 9 or an Anaconda? Do you have a hold full of limpets and the patience of a saint? Are you impervious to pirate attacks? Yarr! As a result of loading up on shield boosters.
We're also appealing for anyone willing to act as a fuel tanker for the trip. Are you brave enough to transport flammable fuel and risk your life and livelihood refueling the convoy? Do you have friends who can cover you whilst you do? Are you equipped with the latest video streaming equipment? Contact us at Hutton Orbital Radio now.
That's right, yes, send your emails to our backroom secretary, that's right, our Mrs. Snoswell, working tirelessly back there on virtual paper cuts, and if you email info@huttonorbital.com, she will deal with it and get your information to us as soon as possible. And that, ladies and gentle truckers, is this evening's news. I've been Dick Chafing.
And I'm the Rudolph Hucker.
Hot and Orbital Radio. Banging on your eardrums like a horny Rottweiler.
It's me again, Buck Naked. Here at Lake On Spaceways, we're getting communications from you youngins asking if we sell anything other than trucks. Well, old Buck knows that you youngsters like having something to take out and polish on the weekend. Hell, even Mr. Naked's Asp saw more action than a swamp full of horny toads when he was young. Don't say we don't listen here. I got two things that you kids would love to have a go on. It's the Diamondback Scout and our new SUV, the Explorer. If you're one of them metrosexual types enjoying an Orbis ring, then the Scout is just the ship for you. Whether you're smuggling budgies into Long Beach Station or taking a lady friend out to an asteroid belt for some summer loving, trust me, buy yourself a Diamondback Scout. And for you city types who want to start trucking your load into every port in the Milky Way, trust Lake On Spaceways to keep you going hard on through the night with a Diamondback Explorer. Hell, they even gave it a beautiful name. Only from Lake On Spaceways.
Good evening, everybody. Eric, those adverts are spectacular. Thank you so much for your work on them. That is awesome. I am joined in the studio with the ever omnipresent, the king of social networking, the man whose fingers work so fast his keyboard melted. It's Dave! Good evening, Dave. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening.
I thought we were done.
You're all mad.
Why are we back? What are we doing?
Well... we got those messages, and then people said, I want more, I want more, I need more, I've got nothing to do, I need my fix. And so we had a chat, and then I put a silly message up on the Facebook page that said, guys, if we could do more, do you want more? And everybody said, yes, if you don't, we're going to steal your ship, burn your family, and generally, yeah, do bad things, so you've got to. And so we've been chained to the desk.
Did you not? Do you not remember that there's this one rule in public relations is not to listen to the public? Well, anyway, yes, we are here and we are planning some events. Obviously, we have some. Well, we've got plenty of things coming up that we've got planned. We've got our massive. Now, this is going to be a slightly different convoy because it's considerably longer than just one run to Hutton Orbital. So.
We say longer.
Well, it will be.
We mean further.
Well, no, because the one thing that you have forgotten, dear sir, the one thing you have forgotten, where are the mugs?
Oh, no. You see, this okay, well, can we wind back to the start?
Yeah,
let's rewind for everybody who hasn't been paying any attention whatsoever for the last 2 days. In a couple of weeks' time, on the 6th, approximately, this isn't a leak, it might change, 1.4 is going to drop on us, the CQC update is going to drop on us, with all the updates and the mugs. And in our infinite wisdom, we put together a one-day convoy set for the 10th, which is the Saturday, because everybody wanted time to put families to bed and make up with their wives before they came and joined us.
Yes.
Days worth of prep for this convoy that we're about to talk about. We don't really expect to be doing the 1.5 hour flight at the point we do convoy kickoff, no. I'm pretty sure people can start doing that from the 6th onwards.
Well, this is... okay, so... I was just suggesting that because there's going to be a number of people that maybe that be the first time they've got the game downloaded. It could take them a couple of days, might be the weekends on. So it might be, I don't know, maybe we can do a sort of smaller convoy then to go out and pick up our mugs and then meet somewhere. But it's just, we obviously haven't got quite the details finalised yet.
Oh, no, we do. The plan is, the plan that we've publicised to the guys is that between the 6th and the 10th, we have a couple of commanders who are coordinating some big tankers going to load up with mugs. They're helping us. We can't do this on our own. And the idea being that we are going to publish the details of where we're meeting and where we're going and where we're stopping and who's coming pretty close to the day to avoid the pirates. But one of the things we've got some help with is everybody's stocking up on mugs before the 10th. That's the master plan, I think, as it goes at the moment. We have a couple of commanders, and in fact, if I just switch over to, hang on a second, the official forums, we have Commander Javert, who is at the moment testing with a Type 9 and a bunch of truckers whether the limpets are working in the beta and actually getting ready for loading up. So we've got a team out there already practicing for us who are filling up on mugs.
I'm just saying, you know, well, just because we might have some mug filling duties for some of the larger ships, we may need some smaller ships, larger ships with some, what would you call them? Limpets. Collect the limpets and maybe we can meet them out at Hutton Orbital. So there's plenty of things to arrange. If you are with a group of friends, now that you've made some new friends, hook up with them. Pirate activity is low at the moment. It's very low. The road to Hutton is far safer. So when 1.4 drops, don't be frightened to wing up with some of your new friends. Go out there. If they have a large ship, it may well pay dividends to take turns going to the station, buying stock, dropping it, let that large ship stock up until you fill it, and then we have a massively heavy convoy. Now, when we arrive at the other end, that particular commander will then be set to make an absolute fortune, or he may choose to drop some of these out. It just allows you to load up and get past that 30 quantity, because if you can get 30 out of there at a time, you could fill an Anaconda with 10 docks, approximately 300 tons. Maybe a little bit more?
Yeah, I reckon it's... We reckon about that. I mean, there's a 10-minute respawn, I think, between you getting your allocation of mugs and the next lot appearing in the station. So one of the things the guys are looking at in the beta is whether that actually works and how quickly we can fill up an Anaconda. But we need little ferry ships. We need the big Anacondas. We need everybody to bring their own allocation of mugs as well.
Yeah, because you want to make money, guys. We're going to make money. This is going to be the treasure fleet. This is going to be the mug fleet. And don't forget, while you are picking up all these mugs, there's gin as well. So take advantage of the wonderful rares on offer at Hutton Orbital. Take full advantage. Load your ships to the gunnels in preparation for the convoy. Then we will meet up and we will go and we will all celebrate an amazing amount of... In fact, it's just... I'll get the drinks, right? I'll put the money behind the bar from the mugs that I bring. I'll put the money behind the bar and we can just party at our destination station.
So the master plan. I mean, the story behind this is, obviously, these mugs do some funny-ass things in Frameshift Drive. They vibrate, they resonate, they warm your drink up, and they're somehow connected to these poor little children in the station and making them all feel better. We have a wing of commanders out there searching for a system, conveniently at maximum profit distance, with a scientific research base in it, and a nav beacon en route about halfway. So we're looking 160 to 190 light years away from Hutton, and we are planning, at the moment we have 52 ships agreed to join us, plus random ones who haven't told us about it yet, and we're going to be taking just the same as the Hutton convoy. We're going to be assembling at a location that's at the moment is top secret. Don't tell the pirates. If they're listening, please tune out now. But we're taking these mugs, we're meeting up at a safe zone around a station. So we're not meeting at Hutton, we're going to meet somewhere nearby, which is nice and safe, and they can't kill us while we're assembling. We're then going to, in a timed launch, head off. If you've ever watched that Battlestar Galactica, every 3 minutes doing a jump, otherwise people are going to kill you. That's what we're aiming for. We're aiming to take a convoy on a decent route, with some military cover, out to this top secret research station. We have organised a nav beacon en route where we are going to be met by a refuelling team. So we are going to be met by some guys, hopefully from the Fuel Rats, with fuel limpets. We're going to drop out at a nav beacon. They're going to refuel us. We're hoping the pirates don't know where that is, though I cannot promise that. And then we're going to jump on from there to the final destination. And the idea is we are a bunch of salmon swimming up the stream, and there are some bears trying to claw us out the stream. That's as simple as it gets.
And, as per usual, we will be broadcasting for the duration of said convoy, and it will be awesome fun. We want your involvement. If you're capable of doing Twitch streams or captures, we want you to give us that information and Twitch from your machine. Everybody has a story to tell, and we want those stories to be told, and we want them to be shared, and this is going to be a massive convoy. Just imagine that. You are right at the back. You missed the first jump, and you've got less than 3 minutes to catch up with the convoy before their next jump. You don't know where their next jump is going to, because it will only be revealed at that time when we do the jump. So we land in a nice new section. We know where we're going next, and we broadcast that out to the rest of the ships. You set your coordinates. The 3 minute countdown starts, and then we jump. Don't get left behind. Now you've got to come and play with us, because it's going to be awesome. You've just got to come and play. It's going to be right. Sorry.
The best bit about this is that it's not just for the guys in open. We're designing this whole thing so that it doesn't matter if you're in the Mobius PvE group, your own little private group, you're in solo. We're broadcasting live through the whole thing, and you can actually come and join in. Fly along with the convoy, even if you're not in it. Listen live to the radio. We'll call out the destinations. The only bit you're going to know when we start is the nav beacon destination and the final destination, and we're hoping you're going to get there. The NPCs, the system we're going into is probably going to be an anarchy, so you know, we're hoping the NPCs are going to provide a little bit of trouble just for the solo players as well. But it doesn't matter. You don't have to do it in open, you don't have to do it in a group. You know, you can do it in solo if you want. We prefer you to join us, because seeing that line of ships behind us when we take off in a convoy is something special.
It's awesome. It is awesome. Now, we will try and run some reminders on the run-up to the convoy so that you don't hear the convoy is about to go and you've not got any mugs, because that would be a catastrophe. So we will try and remind you at regular intervals as the beta has finished and the full release is released. We will start on the reminders. Please pick up your mugs. This is a message for Ricky Retardo. Please pick up mugs. Also, Helen, make sure you're in gear. Before we see Engage Hyperdrive, make sure you've got it in forward, and we'll all be sweet. We're just going to take a quick jump to some adverts, and we'll be back to talk about what's happening tonight in the next sort of 10-15 minutes. So join us back here in 2 minuti.
Hutton Orbital Radio, turning you on to go the whole way.
I say, old chap, isn't it early to be drinking? Centauri Mega Gin, don't mind if I do. Oh, bugger, I appear to have dropped my cocktail stick.
Centauri Mega Gin, for the gentleman in you.
The scenes at Hutton Orbital paint a horrific picture. Hundreds of people scooping scalding hot coffee into their mouths, blistering fingers and ruining manicures. Males walk bent double after spending minutes at a time bent over a water fountain, and the children are turning blue and purple from the artificial colours contained in the fruit punches that have to be made in the bathtubs of the destitute. It doesn't have to be this way. A donation of just 100 tons of scrap will give a family of four one fully functioning mug. But don't take our word for it. Wanda Arbit was a resident at Hutton Orbital.
I used to have to get out of bed 2 days before I needed a drink, just to make the 0.22 light year trek for a mug. And these were poor quality mugs that would often break on the journey home, leaving me with no choice but to scoop my afternoon tea into my mouth with my hands. My toothbrush would stick to my sink, and my teeth would be on the floor, covered in cat fur and rabbit droppings.
This sorry situation can't continue. Please help Hutton create its own mug in just 90 minutes of your time. Just load up with scrap and head over to Hutton and click the big silver donate button on the bulletin board. And you can be proud that you saved people like Wanda from having furry teeth. So please, give us all your fucking scrap.
I just realised I need to reiterate that Hutton Orbital does not need your fucking scrap anymore. Please don't take your scrap to Hutton. I need to update these advert lists.
We are knee-deep in scrap.
They've got plenty of
scrap. Scrap is overflowing everywhere. The station is blocked with scrap.
We have a little message here from Watcher. Watcher, how's that? Is my volume's a little bit better for you over there, are they? Is that a little bit better? Can you hear me? Is this more of your volume? Oh, crikey. Crikey. So, Dave, why are we here tonight?
Right, well, apart from reading the news, playing our excellent sponsorship messages from Lacon Spaceways, we're also here to talk about CQC and the mayhem that's dropping on us on the 21st of September. Coincidentally, my birthday. Enough coincidences on these things at the moment. So, at the moment, everybody in beta is testing the CQC, and we're having a few troubles matching up because there aren't enough people in there. So Frontier and their infinite wisdom, timing it with things like the EGX Expo that they're doing, details available now, are launching mayhem. They're inviting absolutely everybody and their cat and their missus and the next door neighbour to come and join them to load test their servers in effectively an open beta test for the last 2 weeks, I think, a week and a bit of the beta program before it goes live. We've decided that we need some practice, some combat practice, and we have been given the opportunity by Frontier to put together a team that they're going to broadcast live through their stream to their customers, if they think we're good enough, potentially taking on some of these dastardly pirates. So this evening is our first go at multi-streaming between goodness knows how many guys on Twitch, live on CQC, straight after this radio broadcast.
Yeah, so we are looking for, if you are listening and you have access to beta, if you want to come into the CQC, you should hopefully have some of us on your friends list. We are looking to get to squad up, invite people to your squad. You're better to invite them to groups of four. And then we were looking for, what should we go for, deathmatch or should we go for team matches? What do you reckon?
I think we just need the practice, judging by how we did against those pirates. Whatever practice will do. I mean, I think we're going to try a team deathmatch. We have our groups of four together and see how that goes. But if it all breaks up and we upset each other, we can always switch to deathmatch.
Oh, okay. So that is the team, whatever the first thing is, team conflict is the tab that we're looking. So if you guys go on into your beta, get into your stuff. If you want to squad up, squadding up with four people is generally better than three and better than five, six or seven. I'm not sure about eight. If you squad up with eight people, you could jump into deathmatch and you will continually play those eight people in theory. But we're going to try and do that now. So in order to make sure that we don't cause issues with the particular terms and conditions of our radio service, I'm going to have to end the broadcast and we are going to jump over onto Twitch now. In the interests of making this easy for you to follow us, we have a multi-Twitch available to you, which you can get to by visiting tinyurl.com/hutcqc, HUTCQC. If you hammer that into your browser majig, then it will take you to the multi-stream. All I will advise you is to make sure that you mute at least three of the four that are on there. And listen, all the audio should be the same. We are about to go and jump up with the team speak.
Well, before we do that, I'm going to cut across you on that one. Two little things before we go. I was just going to suggest, well, for the guys on the radio, we're going to jump briefly into the bar, the main TeamSpeak channel, and just get the guys to say hi, introduce themselves and check they're ready live on the radio before we cut off the stream. And of course, we have one more present for you from our dear friend over at Lacon Spaceways.
We do indeed. So we'll just go jump up, because I think if you want to join us in TeamSpeak, you can. It's laveradio.teamspeak3.com. You will see the bar. Somehow we've managed to end up with two bars. I'm not quite sure how that's happened, but you'll see the one that's got everybody in it, Alien and Homer Mallory. But we're going to jump up there now and say hello. Could be. This is the dangerous part, because... Nope, it's okay. Simon Winner's not in there. Let's go. I'll just go and chuck you up there. Dave, there you go, and I'm going to come up now. Hello!
Hello!
Right, you're live on the radio, guys, now.
Hey!
Excellent. Yeah, I tried warning them.
Please do not
swear. Which means Inky, be quiet.
Inky.
Right, for the guys listening, do we want to call out anybody, say hi, introduce yourselves if you're going to be in the CQC squads tonight? If we run down from the top of the list, if you can see it, guys, just say hi and introduce yourselves very briefly, and whether you're streaming or not.
So,
Alien, your name starts with A, you're at the top of the list.
Yes, but I wasn't looking at list, I was looking at Elite Dangerous, funnily enough.
Oh, well, you could have guessed. Alien.
Right. Well, we've done that one, that's Alien.
Are you streaming, Alien?
I am streaming.
Excellent, you're part of the multi-stream. We have Hober Mallow. Hello, Hober.
I think he's putting Eldest to bed.
Hober, with his voice as soft as silk.
He's putting his kids to bed.
Like
right, we have a superstar commentator, Dobbo, who's not, I don't think, joining us in CQC, or are you?
Dobbo? I am in CQC now, and I'm not streaming.
Okay, sling me a friend request as well, then maybe you'll be joined up with some of our fun and shenanigans.
I think we're already friends, but I'll send you an invite then.
We also are joined with Eric Markey. Hello, Eric.
Hi. Hi, hello. How are y'all?
I'm very good. Very, very good indeed. And are you CQCing with us this evening? Are you twitching? Are you streaming?
I am streaming the CQC. I'm ready to kick ass and take names.
Fantastic.
That's kick asp.
We've got you as part of our multi-stream as well, so that's good. Galactic Midden.
Yeah, and if you recognise that voice...
All right, how's it going?
Eric very kindly has been liaison officer with our friends at Lake on Spaceways as well. So thank you very much, everybody, Eric, for the good fun on the adverts.
You're welcome. I'll pass that on to Buck Naked.
Fantastic. We have Midden, as I was saying. Midden, are you joining us in some CQC action this evening?
Yes, and I'm twitching, but not online. I think it's just the sugar in these Jaffa cakes.
Okay. We also have Icini. Hello, Icini, how are you?
All right, thank you very much.
Are you partaking in some CQC?
I might do later if somebody else has problems, but at the moment I'm quite happily doing some mining for the first time.
Ooh, are you flying a Lacon Spaceway ship?
No, actually, I'm flying a Dirty Great Asp.
Vantion, friend request in CQC set.
We're also joined, we'll skip the people that are muted because they're not going to talk to us anyway. We have Mindwipe, are you? I've seen you're already in CQC, I know you're there. Do you have streaming capabilities or are you just going to join in?
Oh, I could stream, but the one thing is my bandwidth is a little low, so I'm going to actually just enjoy some good shooty-shooty bang-bang.
Excellent. We're also joined by the Pope. Hello, Your Excellency, I'm not quite sure how to really address
your worshipfulness, I don't know.
Full name is Pope Mindless, Pope Mushin.
Fantastic.
So
are you
take that as you want.
or is he the King of Pope?
Oh, that was bad. That was worse than one of my puns. That's saying a lot. Are you joining us in CQC this evening?
I'm Pope Mindless in the game.
Pope Mindless. Good name. It is a good name. Are you joining us in some CQC, or are you away doing your own thing just now?
Well, I did. I don't think I bought into the right beta access, or is
right.
it? Yeah.
Okay. So you're stuck at the moment. Well, you do know that it's going to be available to you soon. Very soon.
Looking forward to it.
Very soon. We're also joined by Rascon. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And are you in CQC at the current minute? Do you have access to beta?
I'm in the main lobby at the moment if anyone needs me, but I was going to keep an eye on the Twitch streams and see what happens there.
No problem.
Well, maybe you can be our voice on the Twitch streams whilst we're going live. We might drag you down into one of our group live chat sessions if you've got your eyes on it, see whether it's actually working.
Okay, no problem.
And we have Texas Stu, another night shift missionary. That didn't sound right, but we'll go with it anyway. Texas Stu, how
assume
are you?
The position.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Fantastic. And someone that we don't really particularly want to meet on an opposing team in CQC is Zaphod Beeble. are you playing with us this evening, or are you not accessing beta?
I am playing with you, and I am streaming.
Excellent. Brilliant news. Well, that's us going through the room then. I think we should give out that address one more time if you want to join us. tinyurl.com/hutcqc.
What happened there?
Who knows?
We had a glitch on the actual squad stuff.
That's fine, that's why we're testing it.
I can see it now. It started, the sort of menu flickers happened again. So we're going to jump over to the Twitch streams now, guys. So I'm just going to play out with the last advert, and we will catch you over there at tinyurl.com/HUTCQC, and we will look forward to either being horrifically destroyed by you or kicking your backsides to the curb.
Hutton Orbital Radio. If you think death is unpleasant, just wait till you die.
Howdy there, truckers. There ain't nothing old Buck likes more to start his busy day here at Lakon Spaceways than something hot and brown. That's right, a good old mug of Joe. And in the evening, when I head home, I relax with good old sipping whiskey. Now, Buck here knows these things ain't made in factories. No, sir. They're made by hard-working farmsteaders. If you're wondering how these hard-working farm types get their equipment and how the grain and beans get to my mug, let me tell you, it's delivered in a Lakon Spaceways Type 7. If you, like old Mr. Naked, need a barn with wings, you'll buy yourself one of these here vehicles. She's uglier than Cousin Peggy Sue, with a forehead bigger than one of my prized steers, and longer than one of old Buck's tails. But when you need to grind that coffee run, she has it where it counts. And for an extra 2,000 credits, we'll even attach them steer horns in front of your cockpit. Now you be careful out there. Them Imperial types don't like you denting their toast racks with your oversized forehead. But rest assured, the Type 7 from Lakon Spaceways will be the backbone of your next farm trip.